It's my pleasure to welcome our first victim of the of the morning, and that would be Jason Kuchma, who is the director of the whole library system here, right? I'm trying to avoid saying Toledo, Lucas County Public
it's
Library.
It's a mouthful, right?
Right? Yeah. How long did it take you to learn to roll that
TLCPL for short, right?
Yeah.
TLCPL, yeah. It's been 3 years since I started as director here. I've been back in town as the deputy director back in 2015, so it's a remarkable library system. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, the library was a place where you went to check out books, basically. I remember there was a whole bunch of excitement over the ability to get movies, like VHS tapes, you know, at the library, something like that.
Yeah.
I was at the cutting edge, obviously. But the library as a possibility for the future, the library for the 21st century and beyond, I'm sure it's changed quite a bit. And maybe you can give us a sense of the direction you want to see this library system go.
I appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, I mean, we're coming out of the pandemic as a system, kind of really focused on what our vision is for the next handful of years. And our goal is to be one of the first places people turn to when they want to broaden their horizons or connect with one another. You know, so that means whether you're getting the latest bestseller or coming to a community event like today or streaming movies and TV shows at home on your smart TV or you know, getting help with a job application or resume, things like that. So we cover the whole gamut.
Well, it's more than just a gathering place, because I know you do lots of programs with the community and you focus on different aspects of the community. Can you maybe talk a little bit about the outreach of the library?
One of the things that, you know, coming out of this pandemic, we're really focused on what do we do best as a library system, which is, you know, helping kids learn to read, helping adults broaden their horizons, helping students succeed, connecting people with one another, and inviting our partners and collaborators in the community who do their work so expertly to use this library system as a platform.
Yeah.
You know, we're one of the only places that has, you know, 20 locations throughout the county that where anybody can come in, regardless of what you have or who you are or where you came from. And we're trying to reaffirm the fact that this is the people's palace. It's a place for people to engage with one another. And it is your library system.
Yeah, the people's palace. I love that. I should mention that we're talking with Jason Kuchma, who's director of, I'm going to try it, TLCPL, right? Toledo Lucas
Indeed.
County Public Library. I'll get that by the
A
end
few
of
years
day.
Ago, we got rid of the hyphen, so it is Toledo Lucas County Public Library instead of just Toledo hyphen, yeah.
Okay. Now, Chris and I both did not set foot in the Mott Library before this project.
Oh, wow.
And it's a fabulous facility. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, it's gorgeous. And for folks who have not been here, definitely stop by. It's right across the street from where the old Mott branch was on Door Street. And, you know, it is a 20,000 square foot pavilion with a huge canopy and glass walls surrounding it. And, you know, it looks futuristic, but it's also homey when you come inside. And you know, when we first opened this place, the kids in the neighborhood dubbed this place Mott Conda in reference to the Black Panther movie series.
Right.
So It is a site, and we hope that it is a landmark in this community as well.
Mott Conda forever, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
Yesterday was the first time I stepped foot in here. We were setting this up, and then I walked in and found out there's an audio center here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just amazed. I could have spent hours in there. It's you can do your own podcast. You can mix your own music. It's amazing. This is what I love, and I kind of wish I had this when I was growing up at my hometown library. And now you can do this at a library.
And what's remarkable about that is that public libraries are a really special entity, I think, in the sense that we have a foot in tradition. We, you know, we'll always have books and things for people to check out and those sort of things. But it's also a platform on which people create new culture. And so the podcasts, recording songs, movies, you know, we've got a studio here. We have studios at Main Library, even at King Road Branch. We're trying to create places for people to create new culture.
It's just amazing.
Our motto is strong libraries build strong communities. And we know that, you know, strong culture is part of that. It's one of the reasons why today is so exciting, you know, having the opera here. It's a chance for us to challenge people's assumptions about what the library can be or what it should be. You know, we've been doing these takeovers at Main Library with, we've done it with the Metro Parks and Imagination Station. This is a very similar event, a takeover of Mott Branch with the opera and a whole day full of activities that I'm pretty excited about.
Now, you were involved a couple of years ago when they did I Dream, and we had a broadcast day for that as well. And so that was a collaboration with the opera, between the opera and the library system. How did this collaboration come up? About? Was it something that they approached you and said, hey, we're doing this?
Certainly, yeah. And I think there, we have connections with our Director of Equity, Diversity, Inclusion, who I believe you might talk with later this morning.
Yeah.
And honestly, the quality of life institutions in Toledo and Lucas County, you know, the opera, Imagination Station, Metro Parks, the museum, the library, the symphony, I mean, we all work really well together and work on collaborating as much as we can. And again, this is an opportunity for us to bring those groups, those organizations in to use the library as a sort of blank slate, as a platform to bring what they do out into the community. Not every one of those organizations or institutions that necessarily has a brick and mortar location or a place that is as accessible as the library is for people around the county.
Yeah. We should also add WGTE to the list of community-minded organizations.
Absolutely.
Jason Kuchma, it's you want to say something, Chris?
Yeah, it's just amazing what you guys are doing for the community with all these libraries and updating them for the kids and the adults. It's just amazing.
Just as a quick, I came here from New York City. I'm an Ohio native, came here from New York City, and, you know, one of the things that's remarkable here is that we're able to think about how people are going to want to use libraries in the next 10, 20, 30 years, as opposed to just sort of reacting to things. We can kind of anticipate and plan for that.
Yeah, we're big fans.
Well, yesterday when we were here, we saw smiles on kids' faces. They were at the computers. They were coding. They were building games. It was just amazing to see that, because when I grew up, it was, you come into the library, you got to be quiet.
Yeah.
Shh. You know, yesterday they were having fun. They were smiling. They were showing each other's projects that they were doing. You guys have done a great job.
I appreciate that. It is priceless to see those smiles, certainly. And, you know, I was in a meeting the other day at Main Library, and it was interrupted by some screaming children whose mom said it was time to leave Children's Library. And, you know, as much as that hurts to hear that screaming, you know, it's because they love it so much and they really want to stay there as long as possible.
Yeah.
I brought my 8-year-old twins here with me today on one of their last days of the summer to sort of check it out. And they can certainly keep themselves busy all morning if they need to.
So the takeaway here for me is that we don't have to be quiet anymore.
Absolutely not. No.
Okay. Jason Kuchma, who's director of the Toledo Lucas County Public Library System. Thank you for joining us and getting our blue day off to a great start here on FM 91.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.